Bilingual Cord Interpreting Exercise Number 7. Consecutive Interpreting. Each spoken segment is followed by a silent gap long enough for you to complete the interpretation. Long questions and answers are broken up into shorter sentences from 10 to 60 words long. The exercise will start in 5 seconds. Ms. Thomas, you were involved in an incident that occurred on the 28th of December, is that correct?
Yes.
You were attending a New Year's party with your friends at Kathy Campbell's house in Maple Grove?
Yes.
And you arrived at the party at approximately 10 p.m.?
Yes.
Can you describe for His Honor approximately how many people were at the party when you arrived?
About 40, including Tracy, Tyler, and Peter.
And who are Tracy, Tyler, and Peter?
Tyler was my boyfriend, Tracy is my best friend, and Peter is her boyfriend.
And can you describe what happened at the party during the time you were there?
Some people were dancing, but most were just sitting, drinking, and talking.
And could you tell us if anything happened shortly after midnight?
Yes, I was talking to Kathy and Tracy when a bunch of guys crashed the party. I knew that some of them were troublemakers from other parties they had crashed, so I decided to go home.
And did you leave?
Yes.
How did you go home?
Well, I live only a few blocks away and it stopped raining, so I decided to walk. I told some of my friends that I was going to walk home. Some of them were leaving and a couple of them offered me a ride.
Did you accept a ride from either of them?
No, because they had been drinking and I thought it would be safer to walk home.
Why didn't you go home with Tyler and your other friends?
They didn't want to leave, and me and Tyler were having an argument because I didn't want to move in with them.
I see. What happened then?
Well, I started walking, but I had gone only one block when it started raining again.
Yes, go on, please.
Well, it started to rain again, and I was getting pretty wet, but I didn't want to go back to the party, so I continued walking on home. I was walking when this car went past me. Then I saw it make a U-turn and come back towards me. The guy asked me if I needed a ride, and I said that I was only 2 blocks from my house. He said that I was soaked and was going to get sick, and he would be really happy to take me home.
Did you accept the ride?
Well, yes, he was very polite, and I was getting pretty wet. I was cold, too.
What happened next?
Well, he started driving, and I told him that my house was the other way. He said that he had to drop something off to a friend, and that he would be done in 10 minutes. So he went over to this house, and he got off the car and took a box out of the trunk and went to the front door. He was gone for a few minutes, maybe 5 or 10, and I was wondering what to do when he came back out. He was carrying a brown bag and came back to the car.
And then where did you go?
He got back in the car and put the brown bag on the floor of the car in front of me. He took out 2 beers and offered me one.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I was pretty thirsty.
Then what happened?
He apologized for taking so long, and I told him it was okay, but I really had to get back home.
Did he take you home?
He started driving, and he was going fast. We were about halfway to my house when he seemed to have some trouble steering the car. The car started skidding, and we ended up hitting a pile of dirt.
Then what happened?
I went forward, and I didn't realize I'd hit the windshield until I saw the crack on it and my blood all over the dashboard. I had a cut right here on my head, and I was bleeding.
For the record, the witness is pointing to her forehead above the brow, the left brow. You were not wearing your seatbelt?
I guess I must have taken it off when I was waiting in front of that house, and then when he gave me the beer, I forgot to buckle up again.
All right, Tina. Can you tell His Honor what happened next?
Yeah, the guy freaked out. He told me to get out of there because the cops were coming, that someone must have heard us and he had some dope in the car. He grabbed the bag, got out of the car, and pulled me into the bushes. Then he used his cell phone to call his brother to come and get us. He He told me his brother would be there in 20 minutes.
Yes?
I told him that my head hurt and my neck hurt too. I told him that all I wanted was to go home, but he took a bottle from the bag and hit me with it, and the assault happened.
All right, Tina, I want you to tell us everything that happened. But first, I would like to ask you a few questions. Did you have anything to drink at the party?
Yes, I had a couple of ciders.
Plus the beer you had before the accident?
Yes, and I don't know if I should say this. He also offered me drugs.
Did you take any?
Yeah, I snorted some coke.
Okay, what happened next? You can take your time, Tina.
Okay. After he hit me on the side of the head, he offered me the coke. We were both kind of sitting in the bushes, and then all of a sudden, he pushed me down on the ground. He hit me again when I tried to get up, and then he tried to rape me.
End of exercise.